Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
Yeah, I know you're big time.
Man, 7:18 already. This morning's flying by. Morning's flying by as we're talking playoffs. We get to the Giants at some point. Big win for them against the Mets. Logan Webb today as he continues his Cy Young Award journey. He's been pitching. He's been the best pitcher in the National League to start the season. But Keaton Wynn, congrats to him. He needs a lot more love. Keaton Wynn has been pitching well for the Giants. And if he's your number five starter, I'm not mad at that. He's the perfect fifth starter. Hell, he could be elevated to fourth. Right now, he's throwing the ball well. Harrison's getting his game right. Just got to fix Blake Snell, but the Giants get a big win yesterday. They're right in the race. They're two games back at the Dodgers. They're fine. They're fine in the NOS. So no reason to panic about the Giants right now.
Yeah, I like where the Giants are at right now. Just in general, I feel like the team is coming around. It's a big series for them because the Mets started off in a big hole, then they went on a little run. And the Giants just need to stabilize things. You know, during this long home stretch, you've already played a lot of games against the NL West. So this is an opportunity to get fat and happy off some of the other teams.
Yeah.
I got a couple shout-outs. Do you mind if we do this before we get back into the Warriors?
Sure, go ahead.
First one. Billy and the guys over at Co Pest Control had a golf tournament yesterday that I participated in. I'm not sure if you saw it on the 95.7 The Game website, but or the Twitter page. Who does websites these days? I mean, Jesus. Instagram, Guru hitting the ceremonial tee shot.
He's addressing the ball. He takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh. Oh, boy.
Couple things. First and foremost, I get that Guru is the rat, aka rat on the table, pest control guy. Steiny, put your money where your mouth is. Why aren't you doing it too? Like, what? Well, why is Goo being the one who has to walk the plank? What's going on here? Aren't you guys boys?
Recovering from the hip injury, the surgery? Why are you looking at me like that?
Hip
surgery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Sonny did a few months back.
Oh.
Now, he may or may not be practicing and golfing elsewhere.
Interesting. Well, I thought, like, why didn't Steiny hit a golf shot? I mean, like, it's just one shot. Who cares where it goes? I hit a zillion balls out of bounds yesterday over and over and over and over again. Played with the boss, the big boss man, Ethan. I played with Kieran's husband, some of the people here at the station. We had a really good time. I had never played that course, Stone Tree, and I got a really bad sunburn on my legs, even though I put a lot of sunscreen on. But it was a great day. So shout out Billy at Atco Pest Control and all the people out there. It was really cool. You know who I did see out there?
Who's that?
Stretch Lab.
Oh, they were out there?
They were out there.
Really?
And we get to the one tee, and you know, like, you're in a scramble, so it can get slow. But when it's your time to hit, you got to hit. Who do you think got a stretch from our crew?
Matt Higgins.
Yes. How did you know?
Because why wouldn't you take advantage of that? But if I got to hit the Stretch Lab now, I got to make an appointment for this week. You got to go see a chiropractor, too. Those stretches help. Oh, man, you start feeling your hips pop, shoulders pop, back pop. Oh, so good.
His whole body was sore yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there. Let's get up there.
Crack, crack, crack. Good time, though. I had a great time. Stone Tree, beautiful course. Little narrow.
Well, Zucci Man is saying that Steiny played golf the day before.
Really?
Interesting.
You've never played golf with Steiny, huh?
No.
That surprises me.
I've seen him from, like, five holes over. I've never played with him.
How come?
I don't know. He's more of an East Bay golfer, and he, like, plans his out, and my timing doesn't work with his planning, and so, you know, whatever. I'm a first thing in the morning golfer. I got to get it in and get it out and get back to the house. Ooh. He's a like, let's go in the afternoon and then have some cocktails and linger and hang. And, you know, we're just two different types of golfers.
This is just top 12, Lubman. Top 12. I don't see the dubs on this list, sir.
One more shout out while you're filibustering over there.
Go ahead. Shout out everybody. Go ahead. Make it the shout out.
You ready to load on me?
Well, my boy Brent wanted me to tell you that baby LJ has spent more time in the Fillmore than Bonte Hill over the last decade because we've been at Kimball Park left and right every single week for baseball. And last week, I told you.
LJ's been in the film room, you said?
No, or the Fillmore.
Oh, Fillmore. He has been. I haven't been in the mow in a long time.
Yeah.
Been a long time. Trust me, anybody, and I say this with all due respect, everybody who's moved out the hood, who's moved out the ghetto, has no word I'm looking for. We don't really move back. We move out so we can stay out.
Doug, we're playing on the baseball diamond at Kimball.
I hear it, but still, I grew up there. Grew up there. I don't need to see Kimball no more.
So we're playing Cathedral last week. Dave Fleming's son was on the diamond, and I'm walking to the restrooms, and I ran into this guy, Damian Crosby. Great guy. I didn't know him, but local city boy. I believe his wife went to SH, and he went to SI, or maybe it was vice versa, and I apologize if I'm messing that up. But he says, and this is his exact words, he texted me, I really appreciate you taking the time out to coach and all this stuff. I know how much this city means to you, and you give back a ton. You're a real one. Tell Bonte the same. We love listening to your show. We're generally in the car every single morning. I would love if you could shout out my son Jackson every day. It would make his year. He wants to call in one day, and he wants to know if we want to hoop, Bonte, at San Quentin. He goes out there. He brings a crew to go hoop with some of the prisoners out there. It would mean a lot to them. And I told him, yeah, I would love to do that. He's going to send us some forms. They got an over 40 squad. Told him I'd sub in for a couple, hurt myself, and sub myself right back on out. But I just want to shout out Damien. He said some really, really, really nice things about us in the show, and his boys listen every single day. His youngest son is going to go to Reardon this year. He's more of a hooper. He's becoming more of a baseball player. Kid could play baseball. Yeah. I mean, his kid mate plays out in center field. So shout out Damien. He said some really lovely things that hit me in my soul.
There you go. Shout out Damien. A little shameless shout outs early this week.
Yeah, I had to get it in.
Torres 707, Jay Torres 707. Bonte sounds like Uncle Elroy from next Friday. When they got the big house and moved to Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, we're not moving back to the hood, baby. We've been there, done that.
Yeah, I know you're big time.
No, it's not about being big time. You know, everybody, I'm just well-rounded. Why do you think every rapper? You think every rapper's making millions of dollars a day going to live in the hood? No, not doing that. Get the hell out. Well, we're going to help the hood. We're going to do what we can to uplift the hood, but we're going to do it from afar. I'm not living there no more, man. I love Fillmore. Boy, some hard days out there, man. Some long days. Let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. Coach Hall, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up, Coach
Hall? I wanted to chime in on this conversation. I think Paul George would definitely be a plug-in piece. I think he's an upgrade from Wiggins. And, you know, maybe a notch and a half below KD, because this season showed me that we just had too many unproductive players on a nightly basis. Like, think about how much of a struggle it was to find another 20-point scorer until Kuminga came on. And I think Kuminga, it would unlock Kuminga having Paul George. You know, like, that's the young guy's favorite player. Like, it's like looking in the mirror. He's long, you know what I'm saying? He could D up. He got a smooth J. So I think if you do that and look at like a player like Kai Jones, who's trying to get his life, you know, seem like he got it together now. He's 7 feet. He's young. You know what I'm saying? And veterans might want to come and play with us. And I think that could be a move that could, you know, maybe get us in the top four, but also set up Kuminga.
Warrior fans, and thanks for the call, Coach Hall. Are the Warriors a Paul George away from being back in championship contention? I don't believe they are. Not with just Paul George. And how do you get Paul George? Who's moving? Who's going? Who's coming? I don't know.
Is that big enough of a swing to close the gap?
No. Not in my opinion.
Okay.
Not in my opinion. I like Paul George.
What do you think the general consensus is, though?
I actually like Paul George. Yeah. He's like 34 years old, though. He's sneakily old.
Do you think Warrior fans think that that's a big enough swing?
I don't know.
To close the gap?
I would love to hear from Warrior fans on that. I haven't really tapped in on social media when it comes to Warrior fans. And what they do want, I just kind of just been on social media just talk about the playoffs. Just like enjoy basketball, just try to be positive. But I don't know. I don't know if Warrior fans think that Paul George is the answer to closing the gap to get back to championship contention. Paul George, let's see.
He's an upgrade over Wiggins.
He is. He's 6'8", 220. Obviously, he averaged 22.5, 5-3 this year. He's 33 years old. He'll be 34 by the time next season rolls around. He turns 34 May 2nd. I don't know.
I'll take him over Wiggins. But I come back to the same.
But how are you getting Paul George?
Well, that's the question. You know, what are you giving up? And then what other moves are you going to make? Because again, you need to make other moves.
You need to make more.
Paul, I think George's Warrior fans enough. Think it's like, oh, just swap Wiggins out. You know, make a slight upgrade and you'll close the gap. I don't subscribe to that.
41% from three, 47% from the floor. 90% for the free throws, Paul George. He had a very solid season, played 74 games this year. So the raw data looks good for Paul George. It does. It looks really, really good. I don't know if that's enough. Do Warrior fans think that's enough? 888-957-9570. Again, we're going to have Scott Osler on at 9 o'clock. Scott Osler, 9 o'clock, because he wrote an article in the Chronicle. Basically apply something we were talking about on our show call here as I pull it up. Here it is. The headline is, why the Warriors need to consider the unthinkable, trading Stephen Curry. Do the Warriors need to consider trading Stephen Curry? Warrior fans, when you look at the landscape of the Golden State Warriors, now I don't mind running it back. In this sense, not running back with the entire team. I think there needs to be changes. You can't finish in 10th place, losing a playing game, and run back the same squad and say, well, sure, I missed 17 games. That's going to make it up. No. You're a year older. Teams are going to get better. Minnesota will be better. OKC will be better. All right? San Antonio will be better. Ja Morant's coming back from Memphis. Don't forget, they're the number two seed in the Western Conference in back-to-back seasons. All right? They will be better. Houston will be better. Portland, laugh if you want to, they will be better. How do the Warriors get better? They're going to be less athletic. They're already at an athletic disadvantage this season. So is it just playing Steph and starting Moody and Kuminga and see what you got there and then push it off the rebuild for another season? Do you want to go through that? Or do you want substantial changes now? Because that's what we're facing here. Now, I do believe the Warriors are closer to the bottom of the West than they are to the top of the West. I truly believe that. Especially after watching the first weekend of the playoffs, just thinking, boy. Like everybody saying, oh man, we could have beat OKC. You can't. New Orleans has guys who could defend at the point of attack on the wings. The Warriors don't have enough of that.
I mean, we saw the Warriors versus New Orleans, and then New Orleans blitzkrieged them. Did they not?
They did.
It was basically a second quarter, and then the fourth quarter was all Pelicans.
What do you do? Our poll question today. Are the Warriors closer to contending with Stephen Curry or trading Stephen Curry? And 72% of the vote says they're closer to contending with Steph.
Ugh. That feels like fool's gold.
Well, that's how I am, though. Listen, we talk about trading Steph, which I don't feel comfortable talking about. Because we're not talking about that. We're just basically discussing whether or not they're closer to being a contender with Stephen Curry. But as he's 36 years old, and as we're hitting the last chapter of this run for the Golden State Warriors, and right now we're sitting at home watching the playoffs and not actually participating in the playoffs, this is the conversation I was scared to have. But this is the conversation that's been looming for a year and a half now.
I got a text message that I think is relevant to this conversation. I'm never trading Curry. I'd rather swing big. Give us one more Curry playoff moment for the last chapter of his career, even if it isn't enough for us to be a true contender. For example, last year, Game 7 against Sac was a great moment, even though it was round one. I think a lot of fans feel that way.
Mm.
And as much as I hear him on that, I actually am probably going to go, and this is the unpopular thing. I'm not saying you trade Steph Curry, but to me, they need to make a variety of moves, and I think they need to bottom out their roster financially, and they need to hollow this thing out. And what I would start with is either I'm allowing Klay Thompson to walk this year, but I think Steph can stay, but I think you need to move the two other guys. I think they need to figure out a way to either allow them to leave, move Draymond. The Draymond contract just put them up against it. And I think that we are chasing this false equivalency and this false hope of trying to be a contender. And the reality is your quickest path to contending is to bottom out just a little.
It is. Now, here's the other flip side, though. It's easier said than done. We're talking about the best player in franchise history. We're talking about a guy that the minute you move him, if you do move him, business for the Golden State Warriors. Now, they'll still have concerts. They'll still have comedy acts.
Oh, there's a huge financial blow.
But the financial blow, not humongous. Having Stephen Curry, the season ticket holders, the merchandise, the jersey sales, the ratings on television, the national television games, the gates. You're losing a lot with Stephen Curry. He means more to basketball. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about an iconic global figure in Steph. And so part of me, and this is against my whole philosophy in sports, pro sports, and how you run a team and business or whatnot, but I am leaning towards like just riding it out with Steph, no matter how bad it looks.
Yeah, no, but over the end. So you're saying just continue to throw hundreds of millions of dollars away in luxury tax money.
You got to slash payroll somehow. That's
what I'm saying. Like, you got to slash payroll. You're kind of stuck in
because if you slash payroll, you're not going to be a contender. The only way for this team to be a contender is to have this bloated payroll right now. It's the position they're in.
When's the inflection point for Steph feeling frustrated, though? Right. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You're slashing payroll. You get where I'm going? But here's what I would say to Steph. How many other teams can even afford $200 million in luxury tax bills?
Not many.
What we're doing is very unprecedented for you, and we've done it for a while.
But if a team feels like they're in championship contention, they'll take the blow for a year. They'll take the blow and then blow it all up. They'll have no problem doing that. If you're the Warriors, and you got that most iconic figure in your franchise.
But what about the
number 30? And so I think a lot of fans, I'll be interested. Would you rather ride down the ship, right, with Stephen Curry through this thing out? And it may be some dark days. Or would you actually consider being okay with trading him? I think this is difficult for a lot of fans.
So let me ask you
this. It's difficult for me.
Well, no one wants to trade him. Let's operate on that. It's like Bonds at the end. No one wanted to trade Bonds. You're not getting rid of Bonds. And Curry is infinitely more beloved just universally than Barry Bonds, right? But you put him in the same category in terms of excellence, right? Is the relationship between Steph and the organization, i.e. Joe Lacob, have they built up enough goodwill over the last 6, 7, 8 years? Like, Steph, we've done right by you at every single turn. We understand your career is only so long, and you have to maximize yourself, and you have your own prerogatives. Haven't I done right by you at every turn? Haven't I kept every guy that you've wanted? Come with us down this journey for a year or two. And if after a year or two, something isn't to your liking, and it really still is extremely bleak, and we're showing zero hope, then we can cross that bridge.
What if Steph says, I want to stay, no matter what?
Yeah, if he says, I want to stay no matter what, to me, then answer solved. Then I would go all in on the rebuild immediately. That's my preference, is to go all in on the rebuild if that, you know, Zion deal doesn't materialize.
That might be it.
Because right now they don't have a lot of assets. And right now they don't have a lot of runway for young players to come in and actually do something. Don't have draft picks.
See, I think a lot of Warrior fans.
They don't have financial flexibility.
I think a lot of Warrior fans aren't going to agree myself, with me.
Yeah,
like myself,
gonna.
I'm just going to ride with Steph. I got to keep this guy in a Warrior uniform.
Well,
I know it's sacrilegious. But like Bonds, the last few years of Bonds was ugly.
Yeah, but it led you to the water of Tim Lincecum.
Exactly. So that's why I'm rolling with Steph, where I'm like, look, man, I'd rather bottom out with Steph and Curry. He may not like it, but I had a hard time. Like, this is the thing, too. If you trade Stephen Curry, there's a segment of fans that will never, ever forgive Joe Lacob for that. He will get heat no matter what. Unless, of course, they win a championship and alleviate, but they may be far away from a championship. You trade Stephen Curry, your Q rating goes all the way down.
For sure.
And everybody's going to say, Steph helped build that Chase Center.
Of course.
Steph did this.
Well, they're going to say that
No matter what. So, but Joe Lacob, this is a tough situation for Joe Lacob and Dunleavy. Because your name's on this, if you have to even entertain this conversation. And I don't think they're entertaining it right now, but Scott Oster is going to join us at 9 o'clock because he wrote the article about it. And we're actually discussing this on the show call because, as I'm watching the Western Conference, you guys know I love me some basketball. I'm not going to lie. Last night was tough to watch the Giants. Because those games were electric. Ernie Johnson came on Inside the NBA and said, it's the most riveting doubleheader he's ever been part of at TNT. He doesn't think they've had a doubleheader like that. both games going down to the wire like that with those crowds, mm-hmm. those fan bases mm-hmm. going crazy, and the Laker brand, the Sixers, the Knicks. What a day for the NBA. But boy, I'm watching the Warriors and I'm thinking about this team and what we watched. Just think about the games. They struggled with Detroit.
They lost to the Spurs.
There's times they were down to the Portland Trailblazers. That's the Kuminga game where he was out of the rotation. They had to say, hey, Kuminga, come save us. And he saved the Warriors. And they won that basketball game. They struggled with some of the, but they were up 5 at the half against Charlotte, for crying out loud. I think they are closer to the bottom of the standings than they are to the top right now.
Yeah, but I don't think he's as naive as everyone thinks. Like, I know he wants to win. Of course, all these guys want to win, especially when you're at the level of what he's at. But I don't think he's so naive that he doesn't understand that, like, it's cyclical. And right now, the Warriors cycle had reached its pinnacle, and it's completely come down. And they kind of need a retinker here.
Or a rebuild?
Well, I think a retinker is a rebuild. Well, a reload is different to me.
Right. Because reloading is reloading for a championship. And that's what happens when you bring in a Paul George. That's my deficit. When you say reload, I'm thinking, okay, you're reloading with some big boys.
Yeah, I don't think a Paul George trade alone is enough. Like, they need bigger, more significant
moves. We don't even know if Paul George is going to be a fan.
Yeah, like, I know.
You know?
I mean, we're speculating
on all these guys. We don't know who's going to be available.
Like, I look at, there's two different examples, right? There's the Bulls, which everyone cites. Like, they've been terrible since Jordan left. Yeah, you're accurate, you know? And then there's teams like
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.